I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Abbott Department of Education announced the state is slated to receive nearly $775 million in federal relief for pre-K through 12th grade through a fund to address costs due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Sioux City Community School Board member Dan Greenwell says the school district is expected to receive an additional $43 million in aid for a total of $63.3 million. As U.S. health officials relax social distancing recommendations for schools, the Sioux City Community School District says it will not change any current practices. New guidelines from the CDC announced today indicate 3 feet between desks is fine compared to six. The Abbott Department of Public Health reported six more COVID-19 related deaths and nearly 600 new cases, with almost 10% coming from Woodbury County. There are still no outbreaks at long-term care facilities in the state. Siouxland District Health is planning 3 more large-scale vaccination clinics at the Tyson Event Center starting next week. There are still appointments available. After sending teams home after the start of last year's tournament, the NAIA Women's Basketball Tournament is underway in Sioux City with some changes. Instead of 32 teams, there are 16, including Morningside College. The Tyson Event Center has limited spectators to 20% of capacity. Plus, COVID-19 testing is being done on site. A spokesperson for Morningside College says nursing students will help administer those tests at the tournament. And the annual St. Patrick's Day celebration is taking place in Emmitsburg through Sunday. Tomorrow morning, there's a run at Iowa Lakes Community College, a parade at 1:30, and other activities, including live music at night. Guidelines for COVID-19 will be followed at all activities. Sheila Brummer, Siouxland Public Media News.